It's Box Top 5, the podcast where the hosts always agree to disagree. This week on Box Top 5, Carly Shimkus.
So I think we agree that Hollywood is getting lazy.
And Susan Lee.
I like the fact that we had that water cooler effect. You know, those shows that were released every week and not just dumped in one entire series on Netflix.
Come together to share their top five TV reboots. Here are this week's hosts, Carly and Susan.
Welcome to Fox Top 5. I'm Carly Shimkus, Fox News Headlines 24/7 reporter. And today I'm joined by my colleague, Fox Business correspondent, Susan Lee. Hey, Susan.
Hi,
Carly. It's so great to talk to you. Talking TV with you, too, on a Friday. How fun is that?
It is a lot of fun, especially with very little sleep.
Exactly. So every week on this podcast, Fox hosts, reporters, and personalities get together to share their top five of any given topic. This week, we are talking TV. And it seems like great television shows live on far beyond their last episode. And lately, it seems like many of these shows get either remade or rebooted. Some are better than others, but which ones are the best? That's the big question. And today, Susan and I are going to share some of our top five favorite TV reboots. And I had kind of a tough time coming up with my list, but I am very confident in my number one choice. What about you, Susan?
Yeah, I have a question though. Are we allowed to choose reboots that haven't been filmed yet they are slated to and probably will in the future?
I have one of those on my list, and I have a feeling we picked the same exact one.
Right?
So let's dive right in, Susan. What is your number five TV reboot?
Number five TV reboot. I want to see Gossip Girl redone again.
That is
slated to be redone with a whole new cast in 2021. I mean, brand new fashion, still in the Upper East Side, and, you know, Mean Girls meets high fashion. I'm really looking forward to it.
That sounds like the perfect Friday popcorn TV show. I'm into the idea too. So my fifth favorite reboot is Westworld. It was originally a movie that aired in 1973. HBO turned it into a show that's been going on since 2016, but it's my fifth favorite because the first season was great, but then it got really weird. So I'm not going to watch it anymore, but the first season was good.
Number four.
What about number four for you?
That would be The Mighty Ducks. Although that's kind of like a movie reboot into a TV series that's currently streaming on Disney Plus, but I love the movie so much. And Emilio Estevez, he doesn't really age. He's back for this TV spinoff.
He absolutely does not age. And I didn't even know that that was a TV spinoff. So
yeah.
I love the movie. I have to check it out.
So right. And it's a feel good too.
Oh, and that, yeah, and we need a little bit of feel good, especially working in the news industry. You gotta turn it off sometimes and just watch some Gossip Girl or Mighty Ducks.
Okay,
so here's where I'm cheating with my fourth favorite TV reboot because it hasn't aired yet, but I was pretty happy to see that Sex and the City is coming out
with
its 10-episode revival. So the release date hasn't even been announced yet, I don't think, but when we get that information, I'm definitely going to be watching.
But Carly, how do you feel about Sam not coming back, though, for
You
know, the 50s reboot?
So it makes me sad because in my mind, they are actually four friends in real life.
Right.
apparently, she doesn't get along with the rest of them. Yeah. So I'll only watch if the reviews are good. I'll give it a little bit of time. If it stinks, I'll just keep the happy memories of the original.
Okay. That sounds really nice.
Number three.
So what about number three for you?
I like the Wonder Years and the upcoming reboot for that because it's going to be Lee Daniels, who has made some great movies. He's going to executive produce. And this time around, it's going to follow a black middle class family during the 1960s into the 70s, which I like.
Yeah.
So it took place in Montgomery, Alabama. So I like the fact that it's, you know, it's an original series, but with a twist.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully it's, you know, heartwarming and just like the old one in terms of, you know, shows these days, like when you think about Game of Thrones and how far we've gone from, like, the really wholesome TV content of the Wonder Years. There's definitely a place for the Game of Thrones of the world. That's probably my favorite show of all time. But the Wonder Years, simpler times, so I think that that would be a great thing to reboot again with a different twist, like you
coming
said.
Coming of age.
And
I like the fact that there, you just brought up Game of Thrones. I like the fact that we had that water cooler effect. You know, those shows that were released every week and not just dumped in one entire series on Netflix where you can binge it, but we can talk about it and say, hey, did you watch this on Sunday night with Game of Thrones? I can't believe Khaleesi did this, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Now, yeah, everything is now just dumped in one pile on TV.
Yeah.
And you could sit there and just like become a part of your couch because you could just binge. So my third favorite TV reboot was Roseanne. I thought it was a really refreshing take on political humor.
Okay.
There was something in the show for everyone. And of course, ABC wound up canceling it because of the tweet that Roseanne posted. And then
but
they
came back. Yeah.
Well, they created the Conners, which I think... Yeah, I think I watched one episode of that. I don't even remember how I felt about it, but I thought that Roseanne was good when they did the reboot of it, but obviously it became extremely controversial and ended up not working out.
The countdown continues after this.
Did you know that every major diaper company either financially or vocally supports abortion? If that appalls you and you're looking to support a baby brand that aligns with your pro-life, pro-family views, then Every Life is your solution. Every Life firmly believes that regardless of where someone is from, what they look like, or whether they were planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle from God worthy of love, protection, and celebration. Every Life offers high-performing, supremely soft, premium diapers and wipes delivered right to your doorstep. Their diapers are crafted without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. And you can feel good knowing that every purchase with Every Life contributes to changing lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is not just changing diapers, they're changing lives. Visit everylife.com to learn more. That's everylife.com. And don't forget to use promo code Duffy10 for an exclusive 10% discount on your first order today.
Number two.
What's your second favorite TV reboot?
I also liked, I don't know if you if you ever watched Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yes.
Zach.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the sad part is, and well, it's actually quite sad, is that Screech won't be back because unfortunately we lost the actor that played Screech. But it was just a great, great series to grow up to. Remember, it was the 80s sitcom with that hairspray hair and those baggy pants and those loud colors. It's just funny to watch that fashion once again.
And I think we're around the same age. So that show was our childhood. For sure.
A-side.
I'm so excited. Remember that episode?
Yes,
with Jesse?
Yes.
Okay, so has it aired yet, the Saved by the Bell, or are they filming it now?
No, they're still in the works, but the original cast members, X without Screech, which is so sad.
Mario Lopez, the man doesn't age. Okay, so my second favorite TV reboot is The Office. So Ricky Gervais, of course, created the original and aired in the UK. I just recently watched one episode of the original just because I was curious. The U.S. version is better with Steve Carell as Michael Scott.
You thought so?
Oh, my gosh. It's one of the greatest shows. So many quotable lines. So it definitely is my second favorite TV reboot. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, some things, like, I hope they don't make another Office because some things should not be redone. I mean, there's some things that are just so sacred and so on point and perfect that it just shouldn't be touched again.
I couldn't agree with you more. Not yet. Maybe in 20 years' time or something like that. But right now, the Steve Carell Office needs to just stand alone as is.
Number one.
Standalone as is, I think we are up to our number one favorite TV reboot. So what is that for you, Susan?
Okay, so I didn't know it was actually the favorite that was number one. I'll tell you the one that I hope doesn't get remade, but I'll give you my favorite as well. The one I hope that doesn't get remade and that's in the works right now is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that only because I just went online to try and jog my memory and think of some TV reboots, and I saw it, but I hadn't heard of that before today.
Yeah, and they're going to make it a drama instead of a comedy. You can't do that.
No, you can't. I mean, you could just call that a different show. It's just
Will Smith. It's Fresh Prince. It's, you know, hip hop. It baffles my mind that anybody would try to change it into something else.
Yeah, the appeal of the show was that he has sort of a serious backstory, but he's funny, and, you know, it's like you said, with the Wonder, you're sort of a coming of age show. So yeah, I agree. I think if they're gonna do it again, you got to keep it a comedy.
Yeah, and please don't use the original music.
The song. I like the song.
Yeah, I like the song.
So what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite, number one favorite TV
yes.
reboot?
So okay, as a kid, tell me if you watched this show, because Who's the Boss? Do you remember that? With Alyssa Milano.
I do, yes.
They signed on to reprise their roles as the father and daughter duo. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Okay, wow, that's good news. And I'm sure that a lot of people listening right now we'll be very excited to hear that too. Okay, so my favorite TV reboot of all time, is a show called Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, the good call.
It aired. Okay, did you watch it? So it aired on Sci-Fi in the early 2000s, like around 2004. The original version took place in the 70s. Like, that's when it aired. The show takes place in the future. It's about a war between humans and these droids known as Cylons. If you like science fiction, I know. If you like science fiction, you're going to love the show. If you don't like science fiction, I even think you may still like it. And I hear, Susan, that there's actually going to be another reboot.
No.
So reboot of the reboot.
Reboot.
And like we already talked about, it's too soon to do a reboot.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
And you know what? I think that some of these shows are worth the reboot if enough time has passed. But I also feel like we've gotten to a point where people are just getting lazy or they're not thinking of ideas.
I know.
Because I mean, think about how many
sequels
movie
do we need?
Yeah, so
I mean,
true.
Yeah, so like many. I was looking at Pirates of the Caribbean. Sorry, Pirates of the Caribbean. They're having another reboot, and I thought, how many sequels is this going to have? Like 10 by the end of it? And some, I think right now it's without Johnny Depp. So what's the point?
Wow, I know. Although the first Pirates of the Caribbean was great, and then I feel like as the series went on, they just kept on getting worse and worse and weirder and weirder.
Agreed.
So I mean, and it's crazy that whole entire franchise made so much money. It was based on a ride, a Disney ride.
That's right.
I'd probably watch it just out of sheer curiosity and because I was such a fan of the first one. But there's been quite a few Pirates of the Caribbean movies
no
made.
No need for any more.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I think we agree that Hollywood is getting lazy.
And yes.
And there needs to be more original content.
Yes.
But all of these reboots that you mentioned and I mentioned, I think they get an A+ in our books. And hopefully this inspires some people to watch these shows if they hadn't heard of them or are interested in seeing them.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess we've run down our list, our top five, and they were very good, I have to say. You've reminded me and jogged my memory of some things I need to catch up on as well.
Battlestar Galactica, baby. You got to watch.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, I guess we thank everybody for listening. And don't forget, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at foxnewspodcast.com. You have one there, right, Carly?
Fox News podcasts. I don't, but I do like to frequent as a guest.
Yes, I feel like you're on all the time, but I feel like you have your own podcast. I see your name listed all the time.
Aww.
Listen to Carly. Of course I will. So don't forget, let us know your top five, and you've been listening to Fox Top 5 on the Fox News Podcast Network.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.